Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with my wonderful husband,
Dr. Reggie Johnson.
Yes, and we're your hosts this morning, and we are in a powerful study. You know, every study I shall say is powerful. So we're in a powerful study of our personal power.
Yes, and that's good.
That's a very good thing. We're taking our lesson from Soul Psychology by Joshua David Stone. And he has outlined the first golden key as that of our personal power. So that's where we've been going with this. And we're going to talk about today how we develop our personal power. And then we're going to move into how to claim our personal power.
Wow.
And I've got a couple of affirmations for us and things to do. We're going to go through that. And that will close out the chapter, and then tomorrow we'll move into unconditional love.
Wow.
So maybe a short lesson today, but what I want you guys to do is to call in 914-338-0590. And I want you to share your journey, your spiritual journey, where you are in handling your and managing your personal power. I know... and if you're having challenges, I know from time to time I meet challenges, but I can feel that power rising in me, Dr. Reggie, especially since we've had that recent study on Christ consciousness.
Oh, yes, it is good, because you know what? You claim it in yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a magical thing. It's just something that you realize. You realize you're the Christ consciousness. He realized it and became a force that's to be dealt with on this planet.
Yeah.
An everlasting force. Our religion was created around him because he realized who he was.
And of course, we're talking about Jesus, the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones, one of
the Christed ones.
The Christed ones, yeah. So, Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our opening prayer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Graciously. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life itself, for breath and breathing. And all the people who are listening to this broadcast, I ask that they be blessed mightily with prosperity, long life, great health, and wisdom. I thank you for Cynthia, who is the mouthpiece to the Holy Spirit. I see it all the time in her actions, in her words, in her deeds, and I love her so much. And I love the audience who listens in every day, supporting us and giving us encouragement to continue to broadcast. I thank you for all the things that you've given to us, and I return these gifts to the universe and thank everybody who listens in, that we will be blessed very much so for listening to this broadcast today. It's a very powerful lesson about the Christ consciousness and mind. I believe it's so, and so it is.
And so it is. So it is. You know, we rarely ask for donations here at Circles of Prosperity. Because I believe if you are receiving these lessons and feeling blessed by them, and it is in your heart to give, that you will. But I'm going to let you know that there is a donation button on our website, on the homepage. If you go to circlesofprosperity.org, and you can make a donation in any amount, and we would be so grateful. It kind of keeps things going here, paying for the time that we spend on the air. And also, there's people that I would like to give a little stipend, pay them a little something, those who keep up the website for me. And, I, you know, if I could pay someone, I could keep it up a little bit better than it is right now. I have, you know, people from time to time who will volunteer to update it. And, you know, we have newsletters and things that we want to get out. And with me working, it's just not enough time. And so paying someone to do those things will help to serve you and feed you even more so. So we would appreciate your donation. We have a plan where you can donate monthly, and it's automatically taken out of your account, so you don't even have to worry about it, and it's only $15 a month. And so we would just really appreciate that. And I just thought I'd say that this morning. Not usual. It's not necessary. I'm going to show up here whether there's money or not because I love you. The thing that I, yesterday, you know, I always like to roll back just a little bit. He was talking about trying to really get us to understand the how the subconscious mind works. And if we just leave it to do whatever we say and we're not paying any attention to what we're thinking or saying, our life is, we become a victim of our life. And actually, I believe it is the source of victimhood. And he says to where we need to begin is to see ourselves in a bubble. I, of course, I shared the story of my first bubble experience when my father was in a coma, and one doctor in particular was trying to tell me that it wasn't good. So today we're going to talk about the development of our personal power. He says that of all the attitudes and qualities that we need to develop in our healthy personality, none is more important than the personal power of development of will. I cannot emphasize this point enough. Everything I have spoken of so far in this book will not work without personal power. Personal power is the engine that drives this theory. Personal power, or you could call it willpower, is the first golden key. So what is personal power? Personal power, or will, is the guiding force of the healthy personality. Personal power is first an attitude. It's an attitude, and we can choose to hold an attitude of weakness or of strength as we begin each day. Our power is the energy that we use to enforce our decisions. Now, let's take an example. Let's say you plan to exercise at 3 o'clock. And when 3 o'clock comes, it is a good bet that you will need your power to make yourself do what you have committed yourself to do. You also need your power to control your subconscious mind, because your subconscious mind will push you around unless you own your own power. So personal power is the enforcing agent of the conscious mind. It is the energy of that mind that musters to command and direct that personality. Personal power is expressed externally as assertiveness.
Mm.
I will never forget the first time I heard Dr. Reggie. I said, you know, you make me sick. He said, you don't have the power to make me sick. And I just chuckled. At the time, I don't think I chuckled, but now when I think back on it, I chuckled. He said, you don't have the power to make me sick. He owned his personal power. If he was going to feel sick, it was going to be on him. How many times have we said that to a person, and it has crushed them? You know, so your personal power, he asserted his personal power. I was offended because I couldn't manipulate and control. But he asserted his personal power. It doesn't mean that you have to be aggressive. and ready to lash out and fight. It just means that you can stand confidently because you know who you are. You know that you are a divine being. You know that you are Christ consciousness. You know that you and your creator are one. So you have no power here. Whoever it is, I'm sorry, you have no power here. This is me, and I'm in control of this. Now you just go off and do whatever you want to do with your power, but you cannot put it on me, right? Personal power is also very much tied in with decisiveness. Decisiveness is intrinsic in the attitude fish or cut bait. If you are not decisive, then the subconscious mind or other people will make your decisions for you. Whoa. Did you hear that? If you can't make a decision, someone else will make that decision for you. So remember that the subconscious mind has no reasoning power, and other people's decisions are not always in your best interest. And consequently, if you are not decisive, if you are not assertive, then you let others overpower you. This is such a powerful lesson. How can you be the master of yourself and your life if you do not do if you don't take ownership of your personal power? If you don't own your power, then you end up giving it to the subconscious or to other people. And we know that God has power. The fact that you are a co-creator, so you must have power too. And God helps those who help themselves. You can't help yourself if you don't own your power. So there is and there has always been total personal power available to you. And see, this is the thing that I really want to stress to you guys. I am not teaching you how to get your power. I really am teaching you to awaken to the power that you have. You don't have to go out and strive to get anything. You just need to move the cobwebs off of your consciousness, remove your fear, remove your doubt, remove your little petty judgment. Get it out of the way so you can own your personal power. You are the one that is affecting and creating your life. You. Personal power is nothing more than channeling the energy in your physical body and subconscious mind to control your life. Part of owning your power is being a spiritual warrior in your life, never giving up, and having the will to live is really possessing the will to fight. The fact that you are here, Dr. Reggie has a wonderful story. I've heard it years, over the years. And it's his first lesson that he teaches people to put a spark under their fire. And it's about the battle that you fought just to get here to be born.
Mm-hmm.
He said it is the most difficult battle that you had to fight just to be born. You should tell us what.
What I love about that, too, Tony Robbins, who's a bestseller and
motivator.
That's all he does.
Change agent.
He's a change agent. He'll help you to change. There's nothing more he does. He has made millions and millions of dollars showing people how to use their personal power. In fact, his book is about personal power. So it's amazing to me. And I'm thinking about what Cynthia said. When your mother and father got together, 10 million sperm cells came from your father.
10 million.
10 million. Only one was going to make it. Maybe twins or triplets or whatever, but normally just one. In that place, on a microscopic level, they have been released and fighting to go to the zygote gel. Fighting upstream, had to swim fast, had to have spiritual direction and know where to go to be born. to become an organism, a complete living organism. And once they got in, they had to fight outside of the jail to beat others who also wanted to be born. So 9 million others fighting with the other million to be born, to come here. Out of one, you were the one that were born. You got into the Zygote jail, and 9 months later, here you are. You fought off 9 million other potential, they call them potentates, potential souls to be born. That was your biggest battle ever. And now that you're here, what are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You have more power than you even realize, because you fought your way to be born from the ethers, and now you are a complete organism, and now you're here on Earth, born as a complete soul, living, thinking, breathing, and being.
Mm-hmm. I know. That was the first time I heard that story, because we don't think about the time before we were who we are now. We never think about that, our birth, how we got here. We maybe wonder and then we dismiss it. But there was a consciousness at that time that was fighting to be here. So never giving up and having the will to live is really possessing the will to fight. Yoga teaches that life is not only a school, but it is also a battlefield. You are trying to get to the top of the mountain. Progress many times entails taking 3 steps forward and slipping back 2 again and again and again until you just reach the top. And this is the nature of life for everyone on the spiritual path. The most important thing is not to quit. Never give up. Paramahansa Yogananda, the great Indian sage, said, "A saint is a sinner who never gave up."
Mm.
Part of owning your power is to keep plugging away. It is also having faith in God's power as well as your own personal power. When all of your outer security is stripped away, you always know that you have your power and God's power available to you all the time. And so this is really true safety and security. You know, you think you can depend on your pension. You think you can depend on Social Security. You know, you think you can depend on your job. But what is available to you all the time is the power of God and your own personal power. Your power, it fuels your risk-taking. If you don't own your power, you're going to have a hard time keeping your bubble of protection inflated, because the power, your power, is what allows you to fake it until you make it. So when you own your personal power, you feel more centered. When you use your personal power over a long period of time, you develop what is called discipline. Owning your power allows the conscious reasoning mind to stay in control and not to be overwhelmed by subconscious or environmental forces. When you don't own your power, you get depressed.
You know one thing that's very powerful to me?
What?
That Jesus gave us a mighty secret. You said something earlier. He said, "Of course your Heavenly Father knows what you have need of before you ask him. But when you do ask him, when you pray, act as if it already is, and it shall be." Because you influence the subconscious mind with your actions. It doesn't know whether it's real or whether it's memory. You're showing that it's real.
That's right. That's right.
It's very true. It's a powerful secret.
Yeah, anyone who is depressed is not owning his power. There are 2 opposing forces in life. There's good and evil, light and darkness, positive and negative, illusion and truth, egotistical thinking and spiritual thinking.
Mm.
But your power is your weapon with which to fight the negative and align yourself with the positive. Because as Edgar Casey says, you know, he was the great sleeping prophet, he says there is no force in the universe more powerful than your willpower.
Wow.
So the conscious reasoning mind, with the will or the power, directs all the incoming forces. If you don't have will or power, you can be overwhelmed. And people in the extreme state of giving up their power, control, and mastery have become psychotic.
Oh, my God.
So the conscious mind has abdicated all responsibility for control, all responsibility for orchestration, all responsibility for analysis. The subconscious mind and the environment completely take over. Completely take over. So how do you claim your power? Every morning, the second you get up, you claim your power by choosing to affirm the attitude in your mind that you possess it.
Okay.
There's a diagram at the end of this chapter that lists some personal power affirmations. We'll cover them, that you can say to yourself to cultivate and build this energy.
Yeah.
Edgar Cayce made another very important statement involving power. He talked about the importance of developing positive anger. And I emphasize the term positive. Positive anger is controlled anger that is not directed at other people or yourself, but rather at the dark force that is trying to push you down.
Mm.
It is used to catapult you toward the light or toward positivity. So anger has enormous power. The idea is to channel this power constructively and creatively. And here, you know, when one of Jesus' disciples started to complain, Jesus turned to him and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
Wow.
Woo! Did he own his personal power at that moment? Was he in the bubble? I bet you he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the bubble. No, you cannot penetrate this. You cannot complain in my presence. Don't even think about it. So rather than attack the man, he chose to do battle with the force behind the man.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke with great emotion and power. You know, Dr. Reggie loved watching Charm. And I was sitting in the room with him, and the television was playing, or the piece, the iPad, and he's watching an episode of Charm. And the Titans, these were like the, I guess they're kind of like Greek gods.
Mm-hmm.
They had come to destroy life as we know it. They wanted to take over the planet. It was just going to be horrible if they did. So they killed all the elders. The elders were like ascended masters or angels, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They were all dead. The ones that overlook and try to keep a balance on the planet. This is okay. And so they say, they tell these three little witches, the charmed ones, you have to destroy the Titans. And these are just two guys dressed in skirts. So how difficult could that be, right? So anyway, they had to give them extra powers, and so they made them goddesses. I love this. And they, one had the power of love, the other had the power of battle, and the other one was Mother Earth. She had the power over all the forces. The reason I bring up,
the analogy?
Yeah, she, all the elements. She had the power over all the elements.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I'm bringing this up is because they said something and it just stuck to me. That when he gave them those powers, he said, your emotions give these gifts the power.
Mm-hmm.
The emotions, remember, emotions are energy in motion. So if you have a lot of anger, that can be very destructive power,
mm-hmm.
when you align that with your personal power. If you have love, it can be, and you align that with your personal power, it can be extreme. It just makes, it supercharges your personal power. Dr. Reggie says that emotions is energy in motion. Energy in motion. Notice that Abraham, tying all this in, notice that Abraham Hicks tells us to be aware of how we're feeling. Your emotions are your Geiger counter. Be aware of what you're feeling. We have had so many lessons talking about the importance of emotion, but now you can see it even more clearly that emotion is directly linked. It's a power force, and it launches things. I mean, do you know how difficult it is to launch a rocket and the power that it requires to get it past the gravity and into space? A lot of power. Your emotions have that much power, if not more. Here it is, Edgar Cayce is saying that our willpower is the most powerful power in the universe. And what really makes that power even more powerful are your emotions. Can't you see now when you have a thought and a strong emotion behind that thought, how it pushes out into the universe? And just imagine it, a rocket. I love it because I'm beginning to see now why Abraham says, your rocket of desire. Because it knows that that thought is now empowered by an emotion. But what they are clearly telling us is that needs to be an emotion of joy and happiness.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of charm, one thing that's going to charm all the time, they tell you that your emotions are tied to your magic.
Yes. They're giving the secret.
They always
really
say
are.
That all the time.
Yes. So he said, when you say the affirmations to yourself, say them with emotional intensity and real power, or they won't work. So as soon as you mean business, the subconscious will become your servant. You have to make it serve you. You don't ask it to serve you. Oh, please, subconscious mind, could you go out and do it? And see, we beg all the time because we don't recognize that we have the power. You think maybe you might want to help me lose some weight, maybe? You have to make it serve you. It should also be noted here that God is not going to control your subconscious mind no matter how much you pray, because that is not his job. That is your job.
Your free will.
Free will. You are the creator. Look, I gave you the power to create. Create.
Exactly.
Every morning when you get up, you want to claim your power, and you want to commit yourself to becoming the master of your life. You want to be loving, you want to serve God, and you want to have a great day. And let nothing in this universe stop you from your appointed task. This is how you live properly. This is how you live in your joy.
Okay.
This is how you live in Christ consciousness.
Amen.
And once you have established your power, then you pray for God's help and do some affirmations and visualizations to program your subconscious mind the way you want it to work for you.
It works.
This is the ultimate power in the universe. Woo! Hallelujah!
It works. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, Dr. Reggie always says, you don't need to beg God. You do not need to beg God, because he has already given you the power. The Bible even tells you that he gives you the power to get wealth. Those of you who are turning into circles of prosperity, talking about where is my money? How come my business isn't working? Think about about where you're thinking. Think about what you are thinking, and then you'll know why your business isn't working. If your thoughts are over and over again, my business isn't working, my business isn't working, my business isn't working, what are you telling your subconscious mind? Hey, guess what? My business isn't working, so make that happen for me, okay? My business isn't working, my business isn't working, my business isn't working. Oh, my God, over and over again. Can't even get to sleep because you're thinking, my business isn't working, my business isn't working.
It's a negative prayer, and somebody came
to me. That has power.
That's right. And someone came to me yesterday and wanted to get some money from his brother for his product line, for natural earth-based products, for hair and skin and all that stuff. And he said, "Is something I can do?" I said, "Yes, there's a ritual you can do." I told him to go home and what to do. And I said, "See your brother being loving." But he's always saying, "No, give me your product. I don't want to do it." I said, "You know what? Don't see that. Don't see that anymore. Go home and look through a glass in a mirror and see all these people running to you and see your brother being happy." He went home and did that. The brother said, "Oh, sure, here's my credit, my platinum card. Use it. Get whatever you want." I said, "Hold on to that, baby. Do it right now." Do it right now. Because now you got your prayer answered.
Oh, my goodness.
So simple.
I just want to love you guys and hold you, and then I want to shake you and say, "Wake up, wake up, wake up. You've got some power. Don't. You know, it just, oh my goodness, when people call on Oracle Friday and I hear them and I hear them in pain and recognize that, oh my goodness, let's just work on releasing this. If you could just see who you really are, you would just go, why am I even thinking this stuff? Why am I even saying this stuff? You know, honor you. Honor the power that is within you. Please, please. Joshua Stone tells us that this is the ultimate power in the universe. Breathe on that. Do you realize the power that is at your disposal? How can you not win this war? How can you not eventually get to the top of the mountain? How can you not be successful with all this power? And add to this the fact that each of us is a son and a daughter of God and is one with God.
Wow.
And God and the sons and daughters of God lose a battle with Satan, which is another name for ego, of course, and illusion and negative thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Can we lose this battle? No. You cannot hear this and say, "Well, yeah, I think maybe," because, you know, no.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. And if you're saying, "Well, you know, I don't know," then you really haven't heard this lesson.
That's right.
And I urge you to go back and listen to it again and again. These last two series, the one on Christ consciousness and this one that's in personal power, I have never asked you guys to share my archives with your friends and family. I've never asked you to go back and listen to them. These are the ones that I think are the most important lessons.
They are.
You cannot hear these lessons enough. They will build you up.
They sure will. And give you strength.
And give you the strength. I want you to hear them so much that you can repeat it word for word, verbatim. That you can call on the lessons from here to say, "You know what? How can I lose this battle? God is in me. And me and my Father are one. And God is the most powerful power in the universe. And I'm in alignment with it, and that power is in me. I cannot move."
Right.
Claim it. Claim your power. Okay, so let's go to a spiritual affirmation very quickly. I lost my page, Dr. Reggie.
Well, let's get it back.
Okay. All right. This is Joshua Stone's two personal favorites. First one is, "God, my personal power, and the power of my subconscious mind are an unbeatable team."
Amen.
You've got three, the power of three there. God, my personal power, and the power of my subconscious mind are an unbeatable team. Now, how did he say for us to say this affirmation? We had to say it with intensity, right? So how would you say that? I want you to repeat it after me, okay? God, my personal power and the power of my subconscious mind are an unbeatable team.
Wow.
An unbeatable team. Okay, here's your next one. This is my favorite one. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
So when that trouble slips up on you and you start feeling yourself sweating underneath your arms or in your palms, and that your stomach is flipping over because you're going through, you're anxious about something or you're fearful, take a deep breath in, be still, and know that you are God.
Amen.
All right, here's the next one. He says that visual imagery is as powerful, it's a powerful addition to affirmations. So you want to visualize that you are holding a symbol full of power, like a sword or a scepter or a baseball bat or a beautiful red rose. And when you repeat your affirmation, you will feel even more power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just realizing now why, in ancient times, they were so much more attuned to their spiritual power, and they dealt a lot with symbols.
And talismans.
Right. And exactly. And you can see, like, the rulers always had a scepter.
Mm-hmm.
That scepter was really recognizing their power. Mm-hmm. The scepter itself didn't have power.
No.
But it was a symbol of their power.
Mm-hmm. Moses had one.
Dr. Reggie has a chapter in his book called, it says Moses had a magic wand.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah, he did. It was a symbol of the power. All right. So now he says these are some disidentification affirmations. Every morning and every night for 21 days, repeat these affirmations out loud 3 times until they fully sink into your conscious and your subconscious mind. Number one, and listen, if you guys want a copy of these affirmations, you have to email me, okay? Just email info@circlesofprosperity.org, and I will send you a copy of these affirmations. I have a body, but I am not my body. My body may find itself in different conditions of health or sickness. This has nothing to do with my real self or the real I. I have behavior, but I am not my behavior. All my behavior comes from my thoughts. If I have not developed self-mastery and I am operating on automatic pilot, I sometimes behave inappropriately. Even though I behave well or poorly, I am not my behavior. This has nothing to do with my real self, my real capital I. I have feelings and emotions, but I am not my feelings and emotions. If I have not yet developed mastery, my feelings and emotions are sometimes negative and sometimes positive. But as I become more of a cause, more of a creator, more of a chooser, and a master of my life, this will change.
Hmm.
And though a wave of feelings and emotions may overtake me, I know I am not my feelings and emotions. My true nature will not change. I remain the same.
Amen.
I have a mind, but I am not my mind. My mind is my tool for creating my feelings, my emotions, and behavior. as well as what I attract into my life. If I have not developed self-mastery, my mind sometimes runs me instead of me running my mind.
Oh, my God.
My mind is my most valuable tool, but it is not who I am.
Amen.
These are powerful emotions, affirmations.
Same.
Powerful, powerful affirmations. Because as I'm speaking them, I can feel my body vibrating.
Yes.
And the heat, the temperature in this room is very, very warm. And that's when I, because it's energy.
Right.
Energy. Okay. Personal power and becoming a creative cause. How many of you understand what that means? It means that being a creative cause means that you are creating your life experience, and this is what we talk about all the time. I know you're bored with it, but I'm not. You know why? Because I'm determined to become a master. I hope that those who are continuing to listen, that you want to become masters too. Hi, Pam. How are you? Welcome to the master class. I am the power. Here it is now. Come on. I am the power, the master, and the cause of my attitudes, feelings, emotions, and behavior. I am 100% powerful. I am 100% loving. And I am 100% balanced all the time. Whew. I am powerful, whole, complete within myself. I have preferences, but not attachments. I am 100% powerful and decisive in everything I do. If you guys have something that you have thought about that you want to do, I want you, and you just hesitated to do it, today I want you to tell yourself that you are 100% powerful and decisive in everything that you do, and that you can move forward with whatever it is that you desire to do without hesitation. Why? Because you cannot lose. And I already told you why you can't lose. I'm not going to repeat it. But you cannot lose. I have perfect mastery and control over all my energies in service of loving spiritual purpose. Oh, my goodness. I am the master and director of my life, and my subconscious mind is my friend and my servant. I am a center of pure self-consciousness and will, with the ability to direct my energies wherever I would have them go. I am powerful, I am centered, and loving at all times. I am powerful and centered at all times, and I will allow nothing in this external universe to knock me off my balance.
Amen.
Or off my center.
Right.
It doesn't have the power.
Hmm.
I have 100% personal power, and I vow never to give mine or other people again. I have perfect self-control and self-mastery in everything that I do.
Amen.
Good morning, Area 410. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Kathy. What's happening?
I just want to say I took this class, and our affirmation was, I am the power of God for me.
I am the power of God?
For me.
I am the power of God or me.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I say it all the time.
Wow. And how does it make you feel?
Great.
Powerful. Well, we're running out of time.
I just wanted to say that.
I love you for sharing.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the listeners. We thank you for the lesson today. And let us take this to heart in our thoughts, words, and deeds. Everywhere we go, we believe it is so. so it is.
And so it is. Good God, Heavenly. And here's our story today.